Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And on the phone with me this morning, I have Benny Huska. And he and I are going to talk about the Nebraska Vietnam Veterans Reunion that's coming right up. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Renee.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on the air. And first thing I want to ask you is, have you served our country?
Yes, sir. In 1969, I was having fun. I had a GTO and life was good.
Uh-huh.
The Army decided to draft me.
Oh, so you were drafted.
Yes, I was drafted. I served in Vietnam in 1970 and 71.
Well, I want to thank you, and I'm sure our listeners do too, for your service to our country. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the 40th annual Nebraska Vietnam Veterans Reunion. This must be personal for you. Am I right?
Yes, it is. And I can kind of tell you the story of the reunion. When we came home in the 70s, we didn't get a very good welcome. In fact, it was a terrible welcome home. And for about 10 years, we just kind of hid in the shadows and didn't do anything. Well, in 1985, a group of Vietnam veterans said we should get together and have one reunion. Well, now this is the 40th reunion, so they've had a reunion every year for 40 years.
Wow. Okay, and I see there's going to be 149 communities all across America involved with this. Is that right?
What it is, there's 149 communities in Nebraska that lost a loved one in the Vietnam War. They're Gold Star families.
Yes.
And there was 400 young Nebraska men that died in these 149 communities.
My goodness. Wow. 400 Vietnam Gold Star Nebraska families. Well, okay, so let's back up here a little bit. And when is the 40th annual Nebraska Vietnam Veterans Reunion?
It's August 14th through the 17th at the UNIS Center in Kearney.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Do you know what time the doors open or anything like that?
On Thursday, we're open probably from about noon on.
Okay.
And we get everybody registered. We get the exhibits set up, and we have a barbecue at the American Legion that night. And it's a free barbecue included in the registration. And we're really just kind of getting the show going. And then we have a DJ so we can do a little bit of rock and roll. Although there's fewer and fewer people out on the floor every year.
Oh, I hear you. Well, there's going to be a lot. Can you tell us what kind of things are going to be happening during the reunion?
Sure, I can. There's programs, and some of them would be something like the benefits of a surviving spouse, you know, what
sure.
they can do. Vendors, we'll have vendors that some will help veterans maybe if they need help applying for some benefits that they get. We have nightly live entertainment, so we'll have the DJ and then two bands. We have a cool T-shirt that goes with the registration. And then there's something kind of secret,
what?
A ladies' luncheon, and I'm not quite sure what they do in there. I'm the chairman, and all I can do is sign a check.
Oh, there you go. They're keeping that a secret, huh? Oh,
this year, we're also having a bus tour that's going over to the Lexington Military Vehicle Museum.
Ooh.
And then it's going to the Holdridge Heritage Museum. And we kept getting people to sign up, and now we got three buses going to these two towns.
Oh my goodness, is that the small town driving that you're talking about, or?
Well, the small town driving is, you get somebody that's in their 70s and 80s, and they don't like to go into Omaha or Lincoln or, you know, interstates and stuff like that.
Yes.
Well, Kearney is a small town friendly driving town.
It is. It really is. I know they had been having their cruise night last week, so that's really cool. Kearney's a great town. So you got a free barbecue. I think I see golf somewhere on here. Are you guys going to go golfing?
There is a group that's going golfing, and I didn't participate in that this year because I'm so bad I didn't want to make the other guys happy.
Oh, goodness. I see you're going to have fellowship. Okay, maybe. I love that.
Now, Veterans call it something else, but to clean it up, we called it fellowship.
I love it. That is awesome. You guys are great. This is going to be a lot of fun. August 14th through the 17th, the Nebraska Vietnam Veterans Reunion. It's the 40th, and this is the final one. If I'm mistaken, let me know.
Yes, it is. And it's for us Vietnam veterans that have participated, it's kind of bittersweet.
Right.
We know it's right because we're in our 70s and 80s, and we want to end this reunion with a really great reunion where we do all the things that we've always done, and then we'll be done with it.
This is going to be great. Well, I don't want anybody to miss it. And how can people get registered?
They can get registered. The easiest way, if they know anything about computers, is go to vetsreunion.com. VETSreunion.com.
All right.
My wife is wonderful about if somebody will call her at 308-233-1612, she'll send out registration forms and answer any questions that the vets have. And she does have an email too, which is patsbuzz@gmail.com.
And I see that you guys have easy access to hotels for the reunion as well. So they can ask about that if they call Pat, right?
Yeah. The U.S. Center has three wonderful motels just right down within walking distance of the center there. The Comfort Inn, the La Quinta, and Fairfield Inn. So it's nice that you just can park and you don't have to move your car if you don't want to for the whole reunion.
This is amazing. All right. Well, Benny, is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners before we finish?
Well, we're gonna end our reunion in kind of a special way. We're gonna have a in memory program. We're gonna start it at 6:49 a.m., which is sunrise, and we're going to honor those that have died in Vietnam, but those that have also died because of their Vietnam service. And that would be if you got Agent Orange and died after you got home, or PTSD, suicide, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a special outdoor tribute to all of us, and kind of a final hurrah where we join hands and we can say goodbye to this special group.
You're going to make me cry, and I have goosebumps right now. So that's really amazing. So I'm glad that I got to talk to you today, Benny. What an honor. And again, I'm going to mention it to our listeners. The Nebraska Vietnam Veterans Reunion, 40th annual reunion, and their final one is happening August 14th through the 17th at the Eunice Conference Center in Kearney. If you want to get registered, go to vetsreunion.com. If you need more information, give Pat a call at 308-233-1612. Or you can email her at patsbuzz@gmail.com. Great information. You don't want to miss this. Benny, thank you so much for being on the Public Affairs program with me this morning.
Thank you. And I'll add one other thing.
Yes.
One of the reasons that we're ending these reunions is because we can't find people crazy enough to be a reunion chairman. In 1922, my wife told me that if I was ever chairman again, she would divorce me. and then she changed that to think murder might be better.
No, you guys.
And this is the same woman who is working side by side with me in 2025 again.
I love it. Well, you know what, Benny, you and Pat, special people, and thank you again.
You know, the women have really, really stepped up, community, and contributed to our reunions. We couldn't do what we're doing without the ladies in our lives.
That's amazing. Thanks for saying that. All right. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.